We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, which is talking about Meva Meha Madlikin, who's the one who lights, and if they make a mistake in a cloudy day. And Daf Amidov Menav Siv Dalt says, "Machab Lo Yachdim Lamar Ladlikin Boidei Megala." A person should not go too early to light the Shabbos candles when it's still a very much daytime. Shalas in a nicker, Madlikin Lachmoyer Shabbos. It's not recognizable that he's lighting it for the honor of Shabbos. Vekam Lo Yachir, or she shouldn't delay. Now, remember, Shalachadik Nei Boidei Megala. Let someone wants to light the Shabbos candles quite early. But he wants to also accept Shabbos right away. Then Rosh Hashanah is allowed to kikimish and kabbalah Shabbos miyad. Since he's accepting Shabbos right away, ain't drag dama. Stop doing it too early. As long as it's from plaga mincha and later, shuhu shorabi kud malayla, which is an hour and a quarter before nighttime. Hakos says drama. Bainu kamam the simri shamach zayin. Vim hoyaner daluk nivoid. And if the candle was already lit from when it was ready daytime, you have to extinguish it. The candle on Shabbos is the Torah, and you have to go and relight it for the purposes of Shabbos. So a person should not go to light by the Yom Gavul when it's still very much daytime. I know that is Kishrus Man Harbor. Couldn't test Seven Shabbos when it's a long time before the time you're supposed to do a little bit before Shabbos, supposed to add on to Shabbos from the weekday, but a long time before that. Now, it's about Tesis Shabbat HaShulchan Aruch, according to the Mechaber, according to the Shulchan Aruch, when is Tesis Shabbat? It's a little bit before the end of Shkiv. I'm Be'alacha, the Maschel, Bo'oid, Hayyam Gadol, the I'm Yisimir Shemechav, Mishbrus, the Kodnachav, given the skin, Shabbat, we come out of it, where he discusses that, over there, Shit Rabbeinu Tam, and what the first Kil Shia, but we come out of it, Lamais, at the end of the day, the Misha Perish Atman Malacha, someone separates himself from doing Malacha, Chatzi Shah, half hour, Kapon, Shlish Shah, or at least a third of now, 20 minutes, Kedem Shkiv before Shkia. Ashulei, how fortunate is for him to Yotze Bezek, they call Rishayim, and so we light 18/20 minutes before Shkia to be Yotze all the Shitas Rishayim. Same kind of design. And also, Loya Acher shouldn't delay. I know that it's Heichu, if he's going to light exactly at the end of the permitted time, you shouldn't be laying it all the way to the last second. What time the reason is? Things might get delayed, and might run into problems. Finally, the Mishnah Beis Siv Katan Yud Alf, the Mishnah Beruda, which in the Mishnah Beis there in Siv Katan Yud Alf, he talks about this problem that could happen with women coming back from stores and whatever. Better light, you know, earlier than later. Siv Katan Yud Zayin, but let's say someone wants to light early and Ulekabalav Bechulu. In other words, Hayin Shivish Shatzim Mekom Alachas Asuris, and not only lighting, but he's also actually accepting upon himself all the prohibited malachas, even not to do malachas that only rabbinic ones have been in. Oh, then you could do that, because that's recognizable, because you're starting Shabbos right away. Sivkot Yitches, but as long as it's going to be from Plaga Mincha Ulamala, because Abakot Plaga Mincha, before Plaga Mincha, in Kabbalah, it's not, you're receiving Shabbos is not considered acceptance. Fabbat Yabbat, even after the fact. I'm Simri Shamach Aleph, Sivkot Chafei Mishabur, where in Rish Shamach Aleph, and Sivkot and Chafei, he talks about this idea of when is Plaga Mincha and Bedi Eved regarding, because it could depend on what's considered the 12 hours of the day. Sivkotan Yotas, which here the Mechaber says it's an hour and a quarter before Halayl, before night, which Hainut says, that's the coming out of three stars. Now, but that's Labush Baragra, the Plaga Mincha is what? Who should be called Meshkia? It's now a quarter before, not nighttime, not Tzizik Chavim, but actually now in a quarter before the sunset. Now, the Kulam, according to everyone, Shara Rabbi Azu, this hour and a quarter, he shows Mani, he says, subjective hours, which Shara Tzina Eschafei says that this is in similar Islam, given itself out in the Haggah. The Haina, that is a Mishalka, and as the Be'agol puts the over here, and the Haina Shemishalka, Yom, the Shemishalka, the Fish, every single day, is divided into 12 parts, according to its hours. So whether it's long or short, that's how, it's not 60-minute hours necessarily. Now, it's from break of dawn until the stars come out. Those are the 12 parts that you divide. Well, Bush Bagram is because the Shemesh Adesh gets from sunrise to sunset. And that's how the hour and a quarter is. And then even in that, depending on that machlekes, then we're saying, is it an hour and a quarter before Tzizik Chav or an hour and a quarter before Shkia? Simkat Chav. The Ramah said that if the candle was lit, when it was still daytime, you got to put it out and relight it. And that's even if it was after Plaga Mincha. But it was so much, it was lit for something else. It was lit for the purpose of Shabbos, and even if you did not accept Shabbos when you lit it, at the end, Ein Zok Mekabes, you don't have to put it out after we get Pilahoy Lahad the Kokam Makaidim, even though, as Mechaber said, initially one should not light it so early. Shane and Nikosh, I'm looking at the Shabbos, because not recognized we love him, but the verb of the Shabbos, but Mekabak, but the Yabbos, after the fact, it's okay, my Be'er Locha, and the Maschel Mibayyoy. Be'er Locha, the Maschel Yachtim, that Mechaber said one should not light too early. Now, according to what we say later on, Sefiyot in the Ramah, that the meaning is that the woman, when she lights, Mistama, she accomplishes Shabbos that way. If that's the case, so then she could go early up until Zman Plag Mecha, because she is being Mekabel Shabbos then, unless she stipulates that she's not Mekabel Shabbos, then you're right, then you shouldn't do it too early. And then Maschel Ba'idah Yom Gadol, that one should not light it so early when it's daytime. So, it's a Brisa in Shabbos of Chav Gimel Mabes. Brisa says, as long as you don't do it too early, too late. Now, early is called where you do it very much before the time of Tayser Shabbos, and the late is where you're lighting exactly with the time of Tayser Shabbos, because maybe it's going to get delayed and you're going to do it too late. Now, the time of Tayseres Shabbos, as the Mishnah had referenced this via halacha, it was called totally the Eshlet Avivah. It's totally the big machlekes. According to the Shulchan Aruch and Simrei Shem Achalav, it's a little bit before the Soif Shkia. And when you light a long time before that, that's included in Layaktim. And even if it's within the share of 4 milvets that we mentioned, and even though the Mechaber said you could add on to the beginning of Dal Mil, that's when you Mechaber Shabbos from that time and you make it into Tesebis. That's Mechaber writes when the Rutz Lasisa Kul Tesebis Isa, that is L'cholin Yoni Shabbos, and not just regarding lighting. And here, someone would add a Kabbalah. Now, according to the Gilinim, from the beginning of Shkia is already Benashmash. If that's the case, the time of Tesebis is actually a little bit before that. And that's when the Bryce says Layaktim, is a long time before that Zman. Now, this is all Toma where he would not accept Shabbos with his Adlaka. That is, that he did not serve himself in Malacha after Adlaka. But when it comes to Shabbos, then again, like we said, everyone agrees you could be Makdim all the way till Plag Mincha. The whole Machloikas here would be only regarding if you're lighting without making any Kabbalah. The Maschel Begam Lo Ya'achir, you should also not delay the lighting. So look at Morgan Abram, what he writes, in the name of a Minik Hadmainim. The tradition 25 means that they had a custom to send the children from shul to their homes before Baruch Hu to tell them to light the Shabbos Neres. They said, I didn't quote it, because today, it's not really applicable. Because they were careful to say Baruch Hu a long time before Ben Hashmashas, because that was their Kabbalah Shabbos. Like in our times, where the minig is to say L'chol Niran L'chol Daidi, because even in a weekday, the minig was to daven when it was still daytime, as we said in Simri Shlam B'Gimel. And the people were careful to light before that time. And Mincha, they were makdim before the Zman of Adlaka, which is not the case today, that the custom of many men is to have Mincha based Medrash when it's like the sun is setting. And for sure, a woman has to light beforehand, and not to wait until they already daven Mincha. And it says, Apel and Behetim, that he quotes this, unless he said that even in his time, also the many was to daven Baruch Hu when it was still daytime, and according to what we read in Simrish Shamachaz above, also in such a situation, it really wouldn't even be applicable what he's saying. And there must look at Malayla, that it's Plag, it's an hour and a quarter before nighttime. It says, look at Mishnah Berurah, which we discussed, is exactly what's Laila and what's an hour and a quarter. So look in Simri Shemachal and Magen Avraham, that being the name of the Ba'af, they have to be concerned for the opinion of the Reim, Rebbein Elazar Mimitz. And the subject itself in Malacha, 2 hours before nighttime. It sounds like Rebbein, that he's not concerned with the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that Paskins, that you shouldn't do it more than an hour and a quarter, because you're saying 2 hours. Amaisa, for sure, one could be Simach on the Ba'af and Magen Avraham, that you can become a Shabbos 2 hours before nighttime, that even in this Simon, the Ramah says him, and it doesn't disagree with Mechaber, that you can only do until now in the quarter. It's a Mechaber, it's a Mechaber, he quotes over there in the name of the Mary Yivah, look over there, it sounds like that he holds, and then 2 hours before nighttime, the Kabbalah would take effect, specifically according to Levush and the Vilna Goyen, and also place him that hold like him, that Plag Mincha is now in the court before Shkia, so that's much earlier. So afterwards, it says, I found the people got him in our situation, he also quotes the word Magad Ram, Lahalacha. Debe Maschel Meba'id, which he references this, and that's from Chedusha Bikadege. And it says, even though the Baal Derech Chaim doesn't write like this, it says, Komokum, it's Mistabed, the reasoning like the Gorn of Bikadege, the Layaktim is only Likatchila, similar to Layachar, which is only Likatchila. Okay, if you want to be Machmer, I mean, it's if you did light without being Makabel, up until Plag, that's okay. Now you run the machmen, put it out, and then relight it, so that the halakha should be bismana, and not be over and layaktim. So then yotzis chabev seder, because that comes out that its first bracha was lavatala, because you lit it for Shabbos neres. Now this all when the halakha was after plaga mincha, but if you lit before plaga mincha, it's erech Shabbos, and even if it was a kabbalah Shabbos at that time, his halakha is not effective, even with the eben, you would have to put it out, and yeah, go relight again and make a bracha, that's written sefer oil Shabbos. So look where it wrote beforehand, regarding when is the time of Plaga Mincha. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu 24, so he said you can't light too early, because that's Lo Yachtim. Regarding the Minig Yerushalayim, that they were Makdim to light the Neiris, they light 40 minutes before Shkir, Pshim Adam writes, that's considered Samach L'Chashecha, because that's the Minig. That's written Shavis Mech Zitzchak, and he adds on the reasoning is that the whole reason why you're not supposed to be Makdim, not like it's in there a long time before Tej Shabbos, because in such a situation, not recognize whether you're doing it L'Kovit Shabbos, but we know everyone in the city lights then, it's for sure recognizable that they're lighting L'Kovit Shabbos. Now, a woman that's Makdim to light Neiris a little bit after Plaga Mincha, and she makabah Shabbos without lakka, but our family members are not makabah Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Skirel says that it's affected this hadlaka even for them, and it's considered like the hadlaka that was done on the kabbat Shabbos. Dishu number 26, that you can makabah Shabbos 2 hours before nighttime. This is all before the second shkir, I mean, according to Shitzur ben Tam. But makabah Shabbos 2 hours before it says kechavim, according to Shitzur ga'inim, which is much earlier, Pinchas Mizaman is that it's not possible, because if that's the case, makabah Shabbos a long time before Plaga Mincha, and how could there be halacha right that you can tzarf the Shitzur al-Bush and the Gro regarding the halacha of Plaga Mincha? Dishu 27 explained to me halacha that this halacha of lo yakdim is only ketchila, and that is if you did light for Shabbos, then okay, then after the fact it's okay. So the explanation of this is Tesh Shabbos of Chafei brings Shidur ben Utam that if a candle was lit from before Shabbos, you have to extinguish it, meaning like for daytime, for other purposes, you have to extinguish it and relight it. And it proves this from the Gemara b'Nedav Chagim al-Beis that says that the wife of Yisib, she would lay in light. So Jesus said, etc. So she had a mind to do it early. So the elderly person said, no, we said about Shalak, and we can't do it too early either. The main time learns from that, that if a person went early and lit the candle from when it was still daytime, you have to extinguish it and then relight it at the right time. So from this, the many Achrenim learn out that if you lit too early, even if it was lit for the purpose of Neir Shabbos, not Yitzchiv, you have to relight it. Because the wife of Yisiv lit a Kovit Shabbos, and in spite of this, Rabbein Tam proved, you have to extinguish it and relight it. Which that halacha is even if you were lighting it l'kavod Shabbos. Now, Rekiv Eger rejects their words, and he holds that if you lit l'tzarech Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, you don't have to extinguish it and relight it. And the whole proof of Rabbein Tam from that elderly person was only regarding halacha's neir is not only a cause that it should be on Shabbos that the neir should be lit, is that there's also a mitzvah in the meis halacha. And his proof is from that you see that if the neir was dulled from Boed Yom, not l'tzarech Shabbos, you have to extinguish it and relight it. So therefore, that's the machlekes that the halacha is quoting. Dish number 28, if the candles went out from themselves and the person was not makabah Shabbos, it's been rescued relatives, you have to go and relight it with a bracha. Now, if one candle was still lit, instead of a bracha, it brings that you don't make a bracha on the lighting of the other neiris.